This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. There's Flora Cash just added to the show. Alice in Winterland is on sale now. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and just added Flora Cash. December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. We can't wait. We're throwing a pre-party and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good time. Tickets and everything you want to know about Winterland, go to RadioAlice.com and stick around all day because 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, we have your chance to win tickets plus a Safeway gift card. It's tickets and turkeys. Fantastic. All right, Celebrity Trash brought to you by Broadway SF. Broadway SF presents The Last Ship starring Sting. It's coming to the Golden Gate Theater beginning February 20th through March 22nd, and the tickets are on sale now at BroadwaySF.com. New music comes out on Fridays.
All right.
There's not a whole lot
today.
What
am I buying today?
You're not buying any of this, believe me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
I am fairly certain that you are not going to buy any of this stuff. We are going to start with the new Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
Going to buy that, Ben?
No. Nope. I am going to go back, though. I have a plan, as you were just talking about Winterland that's coming up,
yeah.
The big concert, the Alice show. I am going to go buy Avril Lavigne records and play
Your
them with my daughter.
Your kid will love them. They're great.
It's super important to me that she gets really powerful women musicians in her life. I love that she loves the Go-Go's.
Yeah, it's great.
And she should. That's an all-girl band that rocked.
Yep.
So I like Avril. I'm going to play them for
Yeah, Avril is
for her.
Absolutely great. I'm really looking forward to seeing her live. And Kesha, too, obviously. I think that should be very... Mm-hmm. It should be a really great show. It should be really interesting. Anyway, the new Celine Dion is called Courage. It's her 12th album overall, but her first English language album in 6 years. She does all French stuff, right? Is that her deal?
I guess so. I never cared French. For her.
Yeah, no, me either. She's nasal.
I had no idea that she was singing French.
She's a Canadian lady.
Right.
But, you know, Eastern Canada.
I know her from like The Power of Love and Titanic song.
Right, mm-hmm. Sure. All right, what did you... Oh, by the way, this album is about the new chapter in her life after the death of her husband.
Mm.
It is sad.
Oh,
I know.
Boy.
So her 12th album, Courage, sounds like this.
Here is Lying Down.
Oh. All right. Was she on the top selling list?
I don't remember you saying her name, but
she's
likely.
Not in the top 25
in the
here.
Top 25.
Yeah. I don't remember actually seeing her all the way up to 125. But...
Last hour, we did part of Billboard's list of the top 125 music artists of all time.
How'd you hear that? That was cool.
Oh, yeah, that was badass. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Listen
that's
to the
amazing.
Panning of that.
She working with Marshmello on this latest release?
Okay, this out.
Or, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Laser beams, man. I hit you with my death ray.
This is still Celine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still Celine.
Let's hear another Celine Dion.
Yeah, she's working with some kind of hipster.
Doofus.
Come on.
Is this Dead Mouse in the background?
Here is the title track.
Courage. Okay, that's great. So that's the new Celine Dion.
Oh, here she goes. She's number 30.
Oh, that's high.
Three.
All right.
Or 32.
That was on Billboard's 125 top artists.
Well, I'm not a fan, but this is not bad. And knowing that she did it after her husband, I think makes me feel a little
guilty. So you have to like it more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Lady Antebellum has a new record out today called Ocean. This is their 7th album. Little Big Town joins them on one of the songs. What did you grab off of this?
I grabbed that song if you want to hear it.
Sure. Here's Thing That Wrecks You.
The Thing That Wrecks You.
All right. She performed, Lady Antebellum, performed with Halsey at the CMAs. People were talking about that performance.
Mm-hmm.
Did they
Halsey is something else, man. She's good.
Yeah, I really like her. Very distinctive voice. They did just one of their songs and one of her songs, right?
It was a medley of sorts. I wasn't sure. Here, definitely one of their songs, Lady Antebellum songs.
That is very pretty.
And live.
Yeah. There was another good
Never Get Over You song that we just heard.
Yeah. The at the CMAs, they were Wednesday night. I never got to any of it. The one of the other collaborations was Pink and Chris Stapleton. Did that go well?
It did. Here's a live performance of that.
All right. So dramatic.
Yeah.
Voices are so weird. You'd think that these guys would just pull up limping one day and be like, I just can't do it today. I just can't. Sorry, everyone. You're just going to have to book somebody else.
Pink is actually going to take 2020 off, she said.
She should.
She calls it the year of the family.
Of rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
What does she got, a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old?
Sure, they're
cute as hell, those two kids. But she just wants to, you know, and you're right, she should. She has been touring nonstop. She's been putting out records nonstop. Like, good for you, Pink. Take a year off.
Well, I know the people in my neighborhood that went and saw her freaking loved her show live.
They say she just gives you everything.
Left there going, well, there's my new hero.
Right.
Seriously, that's all great. The women that went with my wife came back going, she's heroic as a performer.
Lil Peep died 2 years ago today. They found him, I guess his tour manager, I think, found him dead on his tour bus.
Oh, we're done with Lady Antebellum already?
Yeah, we're done with them. He OD'd. This is in, but like before a show in Arizona, his manager comes in to sort of rouse him, like, all right, it's, you know, the show's pretty soon, and he had OD'd. Mm. This is the second album to be released since his death, and it's the 2-year anniversary of him passing away. It's called Everybody's Everything. This is the new Lil Peep record. And you played me a song this morning. Bryn was saying he had some pretty big hits, and one of them, it doesn't sound super familiar to me, but maybe you'll recognize it, Ben. This is his old...
It was Lil Peep and Fall Out Boy, I think Fall Out Boy jumped on it after he died.
Oh.
Just to kind of pay tribute.
Is that Lil Peep singing, or is that the Fall Out guy singing?
That doesn't sound like the Fall Out guy.
I think it's... there is I Love Making and... Making on is another artist on this track. So
I don't feel like I've heard the Fall Out Boy guy yet.
So this is a Lil Peep song though.
Yeah, it's a Lil Peep song.
So let's hear something off the new record. Maybe we'll be able to pick him out of this song by hearing his new music.
Here's the original song of that right here.
This is the original Lil Peep version. All right.
Yeah, he has a lot of that in his music. Here's Moving On, another.
So this is off this new record?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is all on this new record here.
All right. But they had a ton of stuff after when he died. They must have just had tons of recordings. Give me another one.
Here's Belgium.
He's another face tattoo guy, too.
Yeah.
Big tattoos on his forehead. And stuff.
English kid, too, right?
I believe he is.
I think he's English.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coincidentally enough, Fall Out Boy has a new record out today. It's a greatest hits, but it has two new songs on it. So it's called Believers Never Die, Volume 2, features their hits from the second half of their career to this point. Let's see. There's a new single called Dear Future Self, Hands Up with Wyclef Jean, and another previously unreleased song called Bob Dylan. Uh-huh. Did you grab both of those?
I believe so. Let me just double
check. Sure, yeah.
Let's play the Wyclef Jean first.
Okay, so Dear Future Self. It's got a beat. You can dance to it. I'll give it an 81.
Yeah.
This is great.
They're catchy as hell. They really are.
IT. All right, give me the other one.
I don't think I did grab that one.
Oh, okay, that's fine. It's only that is a new song and a new song called Bob Dylan.
I have, Uma Thurman if you want to hear that one.
Yeah, okay. This is... So that's a greatest hits collection, the second half of their career. So if you're a big Fall Out Boy fan, that's the one for you this week. All right. So, and that's basically, there's other stuff out there, but those are the biggies. Taylor Swift, there's a bunch of stuff about Taylor Swift today. But I want to start with, the totally benign news. She's in that new movie Cats that's being put together where she plays Bombalurina. And she has written some of the music. I guess that they're calling these collaborations between her and Andrew Lloyd Webber, who wrote all the music for
the original stage play.
Right, the Broadway. And I don't know if he's like actively writing for this. It sounds like he is, though, because they're saying it's a collaboration between the two of them. But I don't know if it just means that she changed the song a little bit. So several months after the release of the first trailer, back in July, I have a song from, it's called Beautiful Ghosts. It's from the show, and Taylor is singing it, and they're saying...
From the movie.
Sorry, yes, from the movie. Taylor Swift, co-written by her and Andrew Lloyd Webber. The soundtrack version, and the one we're going to hear right now, is sung by Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. But in the movie, it's going to be sung by a different character. So it's sung by Francesca Hayward, who plays a cat named Victoria. And it's also going to appear behind the film's closing credits. So here it is. It's called Beautiful Ghosts, an original song by performed by Taylor Swift. Oh, it's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The movie also stars Idris Elba, Jennifer Hudson, Rebel Wilson, James Corden, Judi Dench. We should repost that trailer. That was it's a really, remember how cool that trailer was when we, I don't know, a couple months ago that we watched it. See if you can find that and put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Sure. So there you go. There's a new Taylor Swift song from...
The part I saw was like, yeah, there it is. He found it.
It's right here, yeah.
I can't even imagine sitting through this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a trip.
I mean, that's just me.
I'm into it. I think it's so weird.
That's a big no, Bob.
Well, Cats was like one of the... I don't
it's
know
the
if
longest
it still
running,
does.
Yeah. It had a record for sure.
Yeah. And I actually love the soundtrack.
You do?
I do.
All right.
Anyway, the drama
I'll put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, thank you.
Great job, buddy.
So the drama between Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun continues. This is older recordings. So it's a little confusing because she's bitching and moaning. And they're saying, no one's saying you can't do that. So here's... I'll give you Taylor's side first.
Okay.
Yesterday, she tweeted an open letter saying she didn't know what else to do because Scooter is preventing her from performing her old music at the American Music Awards, which I think are they this weekend? The AMAs?
I do not know, actually.
She said she planned on performing a medley of her hits, but she's being blocked from doing it. And she also says she has a documentary in the works at Netflix, and they won't clear her old songs for that. There's some kind of deal in place where next year she can re-record all her old songs, do new versions of them, and like they call them copycats, in order to continue to make money off the old catalog. But yeah, she's some, I remember this, I don't know, 6 months ago, there was a whole thing where he screwed me out of my songs. I wrote those songs. She's saying here, they told her we'll only clear it if you give up the right to re-record those songs, which sounds terrible. This whole thing coming from her, it sounds awful. Really, I can perform my songs live, but I won't be able to re-record them if you give me permission. She says, the message being sent to me is very clear. Basically, be a good little girl and shut up or you'll be punished. This is wrong. Neither of these men had a hand in writing those songs. This is Big Machine, Scooter Braun, and there's one other dude. I don't have his name in front of me. Taylor's fans are doing an online petition, and as of last night, it had 40,000 signatures on it. Here's what Big Machine says about this.
That's the name
this
of the
This is Scooter Braun's
her,
company.
But that's who she was with early in her career. She
exactly.
She was a little girl, really, right?
Yeah. She was. She was very, very young when that first stuff started coming out.
Yeah, okay.
So she's been complaining. She's been blocked from performing her early hits during the AMAs because of her old label, Big Machine. The label says Taylor can perform her entire catalog if she wants. Here's the quote. Taylor Swift can 100% perform all of her catalog, past and present, on the AMAs. Big Machine has no issue with her performance going out on the live broadcast because it recognizes it doesn't have the right to block her. The official said, our confusion with her statement is that we have no legal right to stop this and have never tried. She and her team both know this. TMZ then looks into this and says, that is correct. Labels can't block artists from performing any song, theirs or others, live. And since the AMAs are airing live, have at it. She performed Shake It Off, a song from her Big Machine catalog, live on Good Morning America just back in August. Big Machine says, we're excited for all her fans, as all of the confusion has now been cleared up, and we now welcome Taylor to perform all of her hits on the AMAs. They were also saying, they put out a less clear, this is a pretty clear statement. We can't block that. Go ahead. Have at it. So I don't know. Honestly, how can we ever know the inner machinations between Taylor Swift and these old people?
Here's what I would say to that. On one hand, okay, great. So some lawyers on either side have had come up with different interpretations of what the law says or whatever. Mm-hmm. That said, she shouldn't have. This is the sad thing, that she's not the only artist that has ever dealt with this.
Lost the rights to their
own. When you
music.
Find yourself having written, performed, these are your songs. Those are your emotions and your hard work. And someone else owns it and makes
money. And
making
all the money off of it.
That is awful.
Sick.
It's horrible. Yeah.
And I can hear a record company exec saying, that wouldn't have gotten made if I hadn't green lit the money in the studio. But still, you didn't write the song.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't write it. You didn't perform it. It's her. It's essentially her. Those songs are her.
Absolutely.
So it is awful.
It's strange.
But it's a business,
those things,
too.
It is a business, absolutely. And those are the products that the business makes.
Right.
So
the AMAs are the 24th.
Okay. So
next Sunday.
Yeah, the other thing is the Netflix special. I guess that Netflix has been putting together this whole career retrospective on her that they're going to be airing, and she's also contending that they're refusing the rights to use any of her old songs as they're watching her show, you know, watching her grow up in the music industry. So anyway, there you go. That's everything I've got on the Taylor Swift controversy. And that's going to do it for the 8 o'clock trash. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A baggage handler's revenge story.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks, Jane, for one headlight from the Wallflowers.
Just thanks, Jane, for everything. You're the best.
She is the best. She sent me a cookie this morning.
Wait, what?
Send me a cookie. Like, normally she would send me hearts, but yesterday, so I was like, oh, maybe I'll just send her a cookie. And then she sent me one today, so we're sharing snacks now. It's good. It's fun. So do you have a song for tomorrow? Friday? For Monday, I guess. I was actually thinking, what about Macy Gray?
Oh, sure.
I loved that song.
Loved her, yeah.
I hadn't even heard of sending cookies to people. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like there's a chocolate chip cookie emoji. Send her something to snack on.
I'm way behind.
Just something to... All right. Start sending her more delicious food, and maybe you'll win her love back.
All right.
I think she still loves you.
I don't know. I wouldn't worry about it. Feels wrong, but okay.
All right. Well, let's...
I don't have a song suggestion. I haven't thought of one.
Okay.
I love that one, though.
This one?
No.
That one. No, I know. That was definitely
headlight.
Your pick.
I kept my headphones on and rocked out to it.
One headlight.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. I'm going to try and fire through a lot of stuff here. Real quick, Cleveland won the football game last night, although it looks like they're going to lose some players and Pittsburgh's going to lose some players because in the final minute of that game, it erupted into violence.
Just a brawl.
Yeah, it was a full-blown brawl, and it was ugly, and those players are going to be, at least the guy who swung the football helmet at the...
That's the worst of it.
Yeah,
but then,
then
they're kicking each other and late tackles, and it's just... Oh, it's awful.
In better NFL news, the Niners are at home versus the Cardinals this Sunday.
Go Niners.
And the Bengals are in town to take on Oakland. So the Raiders playing at home, they're 5-4, and they get the 0-9 Bengals. Looks like a win to me.
Well, don't jinx it.
And the Pats, your Pats play the Eagles. I'm sure your husband's been up all night trying to figure out how to beat the Eagles.
Well, sure. I mean, he's got to watch tape and give his thoughts to Bill Belichick. I mean, he must have a direct line to that guy with all the time he invests in this.
I'm sure. Today, apparently, is National Recycling Day.
Oh, is that so?
So I have a couple things to put out there about recycling. You can put electronics in the recycling bin. No. This is a myth that people feel like, oh, I can recycle that. You can recycle electronics, but you can't put them in the blue bin.
Okay.
They need to go a separate way in order to be
recycled. Because they get taken apart, right?
The lithium-ion batteries and smartphones and other electronics can explode and catch on fire.
Oh.
So you can recycle electronics, but they must go to a special facility. Most people know that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Plastic bags are these are some of the myths that are out there about recycling, and these I think are important to just mention. Plastic bags are recyclable. They say this one's complicated. Ultimately, it comes down to the fact that recycling facilities don't want them because they're difficult to separate from other recyclables and can clog up the equipment. Hmm. So they say they can, but they'd prefer you don't even use the plastic bags to begin with.
Right.
Go paper.
The thing we've been hearing most of all lately is that even when we thought we were recycling stuff, it was going to China and going in trash heaps over there.
Well, and putting opinions out there is probably a bad idea. I wonder, you know how many people dump stuff in the ocean when no one's looking?
I know.
So I wonder if they're like, there's no one around here forever.
Dump. I'm sure that in the course of history that has happened on more than one occasion.
You know what I mean?
Human beings. We suck.
An item can only be recycled once is another myth about recycling. It's true that plastic has a short recycling life, but glass and metals like aluminum can be recycled over and over. So
that
choose
makes sense, yeah.
Glass and choose aluminum.
Right.
Go cans.
And it does seem like those are things that actually do get recycled. Am I just crazy? Is nothing getting recycled? Because those seem like things that get recycled. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll even see a glass bottle that seems to have some wear on it. Almost like they cleaned it and reused it.
Oh. Hmm. Well, I know they do that in Mexico. Do that in Mexico. Hmm. Anyway, this article that I found about common recycling myths is from Popular Mechanics. If you're interested in reading more about recycling's important.
It is.
And it's been a super huge bummer to find out.
That it's not happening the way we thought it
was. I thought we were doing...
Yeah.
Really
you feel good about it. And
it's
effort, too. You know, we put a lot of effort into having different cans and different places to put things. And we all thought we were doing our job, and then it turns out
no. A judge in Singapore sentenced a 66-year-old baggage handler at Changi Airport to 3 weeks in jail this week for misbehavior that ruined the trips of countless travelers and cost Singapore Airlines and Silk Air more than $30,000. What could he have been up to, right?
What did he do?
Apparently, the employee who worked for the airport, an airport subcontractor, was assigned to baggage security screening back in 2016. The X-ray machine he was using kept breaking down, and as a result, he had to lug heavy bags by hand to another machine several yards away. It made his job harder, and he was pissed off about it. So what did he do? He decided to create a big mess for everyone, the airport, the airlines, and the passengers, by switching the baggage tags on the luggage he was handling. He was careful to change all the tags in a spot where he wouldn't be seen by security cameras. He was working on baggage headed to flights of Singapore Air and Silk Air.
Oh, my God.
Over the period of more than three weeks, he swapped bag tags on almost 300 pieces of luggage, sending them off to places... where their owners were never intended to travel.
And with the wrong tag, how would you ever get your luggage back?
Right.
The two airlines started getting complaints from passengers who never saw their bags on the carousel. The complaints continued to roll in for weeks. Uh-huh. The airline ended up compensating hundreds of irate customers to the tune of more than $30,000. After a police investigation, they found this guy was the one behind it all. They say he confessed to his acts and was charged with numerous acts of mischief. So, 3 weeks in jail. Fair?
Doesn't seem like enough. I say get him. I don't know. As long as it's a hard jail.
If it was your trip and your stuff.
I would say 3 weeks is paltry.
Yeah. Well, you planned it.
Yeah.
You waited all year for this.
You packed your nicest stuff.
You've been
exactly.
working
that's
real hard.
What I hate.
My vacation clothes, you know? I'll buy new clothes to go on vacation with.
Exactly.
Oh, that's trippy. I do the opposite. I bring my worst stuff with me. I actually bring the stuff I expect to lose or ruin. I'm serious. I have travel pants that are a disaster to begin with.
Oh.
So that I can go and ruin. You know, you get stuck in an airport. Now you're eating food you wouldn't eat. Oh, there's mayo on these jeans. Rub it in. No problem. Anyway.
Are those going to get washed? You just rub mayo into them.
Well, they're travel pants. They're only for travel. Don't worry about that.
So it dries. I care.
Before you try out some lipstick or eyeshadow from the makeup counter at a store, remember this. That is one way to catch an STD.
What?
A team from the NBC affiliate in Charlotte, North Carolina, took department store makeup samples to a lab to have them tested. They grabbed 10 different types of makeup, including lipstick, mascara, eyeshadow, and blush. The lab found the makeup was covered in things like mold, E. coli bacteria, staph, MRSA, and herpes.
I'm sorry, did you say only 10 samples had all this crap all
10
over?
10 samples, and the lab found E. coli bacteria, staph, MRSA, and herpes.
Oh, my God.
The doctor who ran the test says, quote, "Even sexually transmitted diseases can be transmitted by sharing makeup."
I am so glad I never go to makeup counters.
Yeah, I don't use the makeup.
Yeah, I don't want any samples. Thanks. Some people go in there to get a full face of makeup
on. Oh, sure.
I think I'd make me up. Maybe I'll buy some of that.
If you're the first customer to try the said item, then you're good.
Maybe not, because sometimes they use a little brush to take the sample. It's like almost like, oh, we're keeping the sample clean, we use this little brush, and then who knows what they do with the damn brush afterward. Are they using that every time? That thing's been in employ for 5 years. 5 years of MRSA and staph and herpes.
This Sunday is the 10th annual National Unfriend Day.
Wow. Oh.
They say it's a holiday we should really participate in, since you never know which of your friends are happily giving you access. Happily giving access to your info to the Russians in exchange for a quiz about what flavor Gatorade is their spirit animal. Aryuzi did that. You did
those,
right?
Yeah, I used to do those quizzes.
Thanks a lot,
Yuzi. Which golden girl am I? What's my dog?
Obviously. what's the slutty one's name?
Blanche.
Blanche. You're obviously Blanche.
Yeah.
So take advantage of the holiday as an excuse to chop
down
your friend list on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and all the rest.
Mm.
It's National Unfriend Day this Sunday.
You gonna do that?
No, I've actually really, I keep limited use.
Yeah.
I like Instagram. I like Facebook. I do use them. But I have a limited exposure. And and one of the ways I've done it is I've removed them from my phone or moved them to a far off spot in there.
Right.
So that I don't, because I found that
if it's in your face, you go, oh, that.
If it's the first app on the top page of my phone,
yeah,
then I will hit it.
But if you got to go digging for
it. Without even thinking I need to hit it,
right.
I hit it.
And then if you hide it, I only have two pages of apps because I put everything into these categories, and I have no idea what's in it. I have like a miscellaneous one, junk.
Oh, his other file.
Basically, I have all these, and I have no idea where anything is. So sometimes when I really need something, I'm like, oh, crap. Now I got to go through all
of them.
I'm like, oh, I have that app. Oh, that's cool.
I'm looking at Corey's Instagram.
Oh, our friend Mr. Bagel.
1008.
Oh, thank you.
What was he going to do?
He was going to not put up the picture of his odometer. If you made it to 1,000. But I think it had to happen yesterday. Thanks for following our movie reviewer, Mr. Bagel 44, a.k.a. Corey Rosen.
He's a wonderful person.
Yes.
And a weird poster.
Yep.
This story is interesting. Millions of Americans have undergone LASIK eye surgery to correct their vision, but one former FDA advisor who voted to approve the procedure now thinks it should be banned.
Oh.
Because of the complications faced by some patients.
But some people, it's a miracle for
my
them.
My mom loves her LASIK. Right. Loved it.
Has she even gone back to get it again?
If she hasn't, she may have to sometime soon. But she got it and loves it.
Yeah, she. You tell that story where she was giddy. She couldn't see anything without grabbing her glasses off the bedside table. That had to be life-changing.
Yep. This person is saying, though, essentially we ignored the data on vision distortions that persisted for years. Mm-hmm. This person is saying he thinks LASIK should absolutely be taken off the market. The majority of LASIK patients, 95%, reported no issues with the procedure and are perfectly happy with their procedure. But 5%, they're saying it made their eyesight worse.
Oh, imagine that. It's so scary, like, to even make the decision to go get LASIK and then to have that happen.
My grandma had it done when it was first coming out.
Uh-huh.
And
You've told us this.
She went blind in the eye, and the eye turned, her eyes were as dark as mine, and the one eye that they did it turned blue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This was the early days of it, though.
The color of the iris changed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a trip.
She must look like a devil.
But she could see better or no?
Oh, no, it made her blind.
It blinded her.
And turned it blue?
Yes.
Did she get a blue contact on the other side to match the...
No.
So that she just walked around unmatched?
Yep.
She put a patch over it to not freak anybody out?
No.
So she only got it done on the one eye? Her other eye was okay? I mean, as okay as the eye that needed LASIK?
Yeah.
Could be?
And
Jesus.
I can't remember. Did she stop driving after that?
Well,
I think she kept on driving.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
She'd be running off curves.
Grandmas do go too far with the
is
driving.
Is this grandma on which side?
My mom's.
So you have bad vision on both sides? Both your parents?
Yeah,
or did
I guess
Tony
so.
Not have...
I guess so. I never thought about it that way.
Tony is the had bad eyes too, right?
Yeah.
He from had my what grandpa, you have.
From my grandpa. And my grandpa went blind in his 30s.
Oh, my
both
God.
Sides of your family had bad eyesight. Yeah. What are the odds?
I don't know.
But thank God they still got together because we got you Zed out of it.
Right. For those few years they were together.
Still, we got you out of it.
Thank you.
How many years were they together? Because you have three...
5 years.
And they had 3 kids in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Crank them out.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that was purposefully done, or... Like, both of them agreed, let's have another quick. And another quick.
I don't know about that. My brothers were only, I think, 11 months apart.
Oh, boy. Irish twins.
Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
How old apart are your boys?
Mine are 19 months. But John and his brother, who are the 4th and 5th kid, are 11 months apart. Mm. Like, oh my God, they went from three to five in 1 year.
Oh, it's a lot.
It is a lot. But thank God she had it. He's the only good one in the whole bunch.
Is that right?
Yeah, one of them's all right.
Our text number is 800-400-369.
Oh, my God. Did the aliens just invade?
3697. 415 says, LOL, I just watched Corey pass 1,000 followers.
Ha, 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 ha.
Vinny, my almost 9-year-old son had stomach pain every day for months, took an hour on the toilet, and generally felt bad all the time. After many doctor appointments and dietary changes, blood tests, and they go on to explain more. He was diagnosed with celiac disease in November of 2018. We removed gluten and the pain almost instantly vanished.
Oh.
I hope for the best for Isla's issues to be resolved. Good luck.
It is a pain in the ass being gluten-free, but it really has... A lot of people just do it for dietary reasons, but people who are truly suffering from that, it changes everything. And it's so much easier to get gluten-free stuff now.
Well, if that's what it is, I'll be relieved. I'll be relieved for anything we can just manage over something
anything
that's
that
a real, right, the big C, right? Because I don't know why I went there, but in my head, I went
there. Of course you did. You're her father. She's your beautiful little girl.
Trying to climb into bed at night, and there it is on my forehead. I'm like, oh, why do I got to think of that? Mm. You'd think there's a million things to think about, and then that's the only thing.
I know.
What the hell?
And sometimes even like reading a book can't distract you from the thing that's burning you.
Mm-hmm.
I see 11:11 every day. I did not start seeing it until my daughter was born in 2014 at 11:11 p.m.
Oh. Well, now I bet she makes wishes on it.
You guys should go to the Goop store and buy anti-vampire spray and test it on Jane to see if she's a vampire or not.
Oh, if she is, I don't want to shoot her with vampire spray. I mean, for God's sake.
We're keeping
her. She's one vampire I like.
That's the vampire that's staying with us.
Yeah. We'll protect her.
I made a wish this week in 11/11 because it's November. The 11th of November at 11/11. Hopefully it comes true. Happy Friday.
Oh, thank you. Happy Friday to you as well. I love Fridays. So I'm super happy. I'm just sitting here basking in the Fridayness of it all.
In college, 11/11 was the time to rack lines of cocaine.
Oh, funny. Like four white lines. That's funny.
You ever do lines at 11/11?
I mean, probably, but I didn't do it by design.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. 3:33, which I mentioned to you. Jane always puts that three. She does different times on her Instagram. Follow her at Jane Pix.
J-A-Y-N Pix.
3:33 is the witching hour.
Oh. Yeah. I thought midnight was the witching hour.
I don't know. I'm just telling
you
what the people say.
Actually, I thought 4 p.m. was the witching hour. 4 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's when kids go nuts. Including
something
my
going
own.
On.
Oh, I'm out of time. Let me read more texts on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.